I'd like to take advantage of the fact that we have the head of the Fishery Science Center here to ask him what he thinks about 1150 in terms of those two standards. Does 1150 represent best available science, and does it constitute overfishing?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Bullard, good question. There's no question that there are outstanding questions about the science and about the condition of the stock. It would be really inappropriate to suggest that this was an exemplary stock assessment in the sense of really not encountering any problems or concerns, or not feeling that there's a need for improvement, because there very clearly is need for improvement. The challenge that we're faced with is that the stock is clearly at a point of very low productivity. It is not rebuilding. It is not performing in the way that it performed in the past. And that's when there's always a quandary, or often a quandary, with stock assessment, because the extent to which the historic data tells us about what might happen in the future, and the value of historic models to predict what is going to happen in the future, are less than if this had not been the case. So in the longer term, we're committed, of course, to looking for better ways to characterize the condition of the stock. In the shorter term, the assessment process does represent the best science that we can bring to the table, both of our own accord and collectively with the science. And so the recommendations that come from the track are best available science. And I think that answers the question.
Thank you.